This is the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Another major study is confirming that multivitamins can slow cognitive decline versus dietitians who say don't waste money on multivitamins because they're not really all they're cracked up to be. So what do you believe? It's great to have back once again Dr. Sean O'Mara. He's an executive health physician in private practice in Minneapolis. Today, I thought we'd dive into the fascinating world of vitamins and supplements. Doctor, good afternoon.
Hey, Drew. Great to be back.
Vitamin D, you got to fill me in. It's like the absolute must in your vitamin regimen. And now I'm hearing about a guy who took too much of it and he died. An 89-year-old man dying from too much D. That sounds like an outlier. Give me your take and break down for us, if you could, vitamin D and D3 in particular.
Yes. So vitamin D is one of the fat-soluble vitamins. So vitamin A, D, E, and K are fat-soluble. So what that means is that we can store them in our fat, and they can hang around and accumulate in larger concentrations. So those ones in particular, we do have to be careful about consuming them and developing toxic levels. However, what we learned about the other kind of vitamins, the water-soluble, is kind of changing too. Typically, we'll expend those. We will diurese them out, void them out, urinate them out. And so they don't accumulate in the toxic levels. But while they're in their body, you can also get too high levels of vitamin B. And I've, in fact, had a couple patients that have sought me out for assistance with vitamin B toxicosis, B as in Bravo. So you can accumulate, even though those are water solubles, these other vitamins besides vitamin D. So with regard to vitamin D, you don't want to take too much. And how much you should take is going to be different for everybody. So right from the get-go, I would recommend that people consider getting tested on their own levels of vitamin D. And you, in many states, don't need to have a physician order to get your vitamin D level. So you can just say, vitamin D test near me. Find out what your vitamin D level is and get your own level to get started with.
It's funny you say that. My sister, I had a conversation with her. Yeah, she seems to get sick a lot, and she got her blood tested and had found that her D levels were super low. They're like half of what they should be. If you have low D levels, do you have a greater chance of coming down with an illness?
Yes. So vitamin D is actually a hormone, and it has an enormous role, a variety of roles in our health overall, to include our immunity, besides regulation of other hormones. It's a really important vitamin that you want to maintain, a hormone level that you want to maintain. So it's a good idea. And typically, doctors will try to get levels on blood tests that are still, in my opinion, fairly low. I like to get my vitamin D levels above 50. Most doctors are happy with above 30, but it's an important one. And what I like to say, your best sources of vitamin D really comes from sunshine. So if you can get vitamin exposure to the sunshine, the problem people have, particularly this time of the year, Drew, is in the winter months, the sun levels that most people are exposed to during the winter time are just inadequate to produce vitamin D. So that means that for us to maintain adequate levels, we have to supplement from outside sources. And your best sources are going to be food rather than a synthesized artificial source like a supplement. So good sources are egg yolks, sardines, mackerels, salmon, and then grass-fed beef liver. Grass-fed beef tissue in general. Yep. Meat is a good source, but liver is particularly high. So those natural sources are way better for bioavailability, meaning absorption, than taking an artificial supplement.
Denise is joining us right now from Chicago. Hi, Denise.
Hi. This is a great topic because I just had a big argument with my husband because he went to his orthopedic surgeon because he had recently had a hip fracture. And she looked at his DEX scan and she said, Joe, your bones are so fragile. This is not good. And then he said, well, what can I do? She said, are you taking vitamin D? And he was like, well, I was during COVID. And then he stopped. He was like, I don't need this anymore. Forget about it. And of course, living in Chicago, we maybe have 80 sunny days a year. And so So now I'm putting it right in front of him in the morning with his meals, because I heard it's a sunshine vitamin and you should take it in the morning.
Yeah, great supplement to take. And if you live in Chicago and northern atmospheres where you're not getting adequate exposure and you can't get it into somebody through natural sources, then supplementing is a good idea. In this case, the guy was 89. The report I read was that if the levels were so high that they were actually at the top level, top limits of the testing. So just excessively high. And what happens are people start to develop medical problems and they turn to pills, you know, supplements try to answer this, and they think, well, if one's good, 20 or 30 are better. And so you really want to stick to the recommended doses on a particular product because the concentration varies and you want to do testing. But give natural sources a try. If you enjoy salmon or mackerel or sardines and anchovies, those have higher levels of vitamin D, and then good pastured eggs and good grass-fed beef. So listen to that. Pastured eggs and grass-fed beef. So animals that live healthier produce more vitamin D for us. And we can produce it more if we through biosynthesis, if we get out and live better and get some sunshine. So you want to be as healthy as possible. So my take-home point, you want to live the healthiest life possible. Don't sit around your house and expect that you're going to answer your health problems by taking a pill or a supplement like Ozempic or some other medication. You want to make healthy choices, live a healthy life, and the chances are you're going to maintain your hormone levels in a more normal range than somebody that's got to be, you know, dependent upon taking artificial sources. So I'm glad that you're getting supplements for your husband. Try to get him out. Try to get him some sunshine. Try to get him a healthier diet.
All right. Dominic is in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Dominic, you're on the air with Dr. Romero. Good afternoon.
So for the last 8 years, I've been dealing with Hashimoto's thyroid disease. And somewhere along the line, it made me vitamin D deficient. And I've been currently taking 6,000 IUs a day for probably the last few years. But what I've never bothered to look into was what would be an upper tolerable limit that would be safe for the body to use without causing some sort of toxicity.
Yeah, everybody's number is going to be different, Dominic. So there is no really safe recommendation what you should be taking on a daily basis. So those vitamin D level tests that I mentioned a few minutes ago are actually quite affordable. They're under $100. And it's a good use of $100 to see where you're at. It's the kind of thing you want to follow over a period of time. So don't just take it one time, you know, repeat it again in another 3 to 6 months to see, you know, what is going on with your level. Is it dropping? Is it going up? Is it staying the same? And maybe you need to make an adjustment. So Google vitamin D test near me. You can ask your doctor to order that test. It's so affordable that most doctors and insurance plans will allow you to do that, and I would recommend you do that because every person's number in terms of what they should be taking is going to be so different than the next person.
Yeah. Hey, Dominic, thank you for the call. Tara is listening in San Francisco. Tara, thank you for waiting. Good afternoon.
Hi, sir. Complicated, long-standing stuff. I pretty much have... I know a lot of things about health and things like that because I've suffered for a long time with chronic fatigue and immune disease.
Yep.
And my level D is 15. I'm sick all the time, but I really can't get my D up because I'm allergic to D. If I try to take any pills, I don't take any medicine whatsoever. I also don't eat animals because I live with Mercy. It's really hard. And then the sun, I'm allergic to the light and I get tan really quick and I really don't want that on my skin. I can get black, you know, dark in like 5 minutes. So I don't really know how to get my D up.
All right. Good question, Tara. I'll let the doctor respond to you. Best way for her to get D.
So Tara's got a pretty complicated case because it sounds like, you know, her diet by her choice, the way she's eating without access to animal products, which are the best sources, animal and fish, for getting those getting natural vitamin D, then the sunshine is even better, but she, you know, reacts poorly to the sun. So she needs to work with a good functional medicine doctor, a good physician to figure out what her problem is with the sun. Oftentimes it's a lot of carbohydrates, processed foods that leave you very sensitive to the sun. So I would encourage Tara and anybody else listening to cut out processed foods so you can have better tolerance of the sun, which is going to be your best source for vitamin D. So cut out any breads or pastas or muffins or pancakes or, you know, oftentimes sweet things and chips and seed oils for, you know, more clean eating whole foods. And you should be able to tolerate the sun better and get more vitamin D naturally that way, Tara.
Well said, Tara. Thank you. Valerie is in Reedsburg, Wisconsin. Valerie, thanks for joining us.
I'm a dietitian, and I'm no longer a dietitian. Well, I am a dietitian, but I was terminated from my job because of vitamin D, actually. Wow. We advocated for vitamin D labs with every COVID patient, which was frowned upon from our chief medical officer. But what we found is that the people that had COVID and were really struggling had low vitamin D. Yeah. And another thing I would say is that every vitamin is based on a bell curve, and that 30 is, yes, it's sufficient, but I would say it's getting a D grade. It's not optimal. And that's what we were really trying to push with these patients and the doctors, providers. And we just really had a hard time with that because of the NIH guideline, basically saying that we didn't know about vitamin D and this and that, which all of the studies that were cited with the NIH were outdated except for one. Wow. And that one was a heavy dose, like I think it was 200,000 IUs bolus given in the ER to COVID patients, and it's an excessive dose, and so obviously that study failed.
Well, thank you very much, Valerie. I'll let the doctor respond. And doctor, you know, during COVID-19, I've had a physicians on who said, hey, take vitamin D3, take your C, and take your zinc, you know, and a lot of people claim that it was really beneficial. But your thoughts, you heard what Valerie had to say.
Yeah, no, I agree with Valerie. And Valerie, let me just say thank you for your service to humanity and advocating for this natural vitamin that really exists in nature. And unfortunately, the sad reality is there are elements in society and in business that do not like vitamin D, especially because it is associated with such health. And when people get healthy, they're not sick and they don't make as much money for the system. So I'm very sorry that you lost your job over this. Many physicians and health professionals, paraprofessionals, lost their jobs because of their advocacy for patients over profit. And you're completely correct. I do, as I said earlier, advocate for higher levels of vitamin D as well. Watching within limits, you serve your patients well by advocating for vitamin D. And this is a great program. It's going to highlight for many of the relevant radio audience listening today the subject of vitamin D, getting natural sources, the best sources of it, testing for it, be aware of it, because it's going to have such a positive contribution in their health overall. So thank you very much for your comments, Valerie.
Hey, like what you just heard? Then share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.